Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah. My Latin to Georgia.
Isaiah, you're so gassy today.
I know. Stop. Don't make fun of me. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me today.
Like burping and farting all night long and day.
All night. I don't know. I think maybe it was the mussels we ate last night.
Oof.
And we got turned up and down and all around town.
We sure did. Tito's and you and me in the midnight sky. We are just...
And we ate like 2 packs of mussels.
Unstoppable.
We're just like taking them down. And I think this morning I was affected.
Yeah, me too. My belly hurts.
I was affected. It almost sounds like I was infected.
I still got my Corona seltzers. Ooh, how about you, Isaiah?
You know it, baby girl. Ooh, stand
tinkle,
man.
Baby.
Tinkle. Wait, you got the flavor I like. Here, let's switch.
Okay. I did put my lips a little grease.
Ew, coronavirus.
I grazed it, but I didn't drink it.
All right.
Well, this is a very exciting week.
Yeah, sure is,
it's
Magbo.
VMA week.
Woo! Woo!
We're ready to review and give our opinions.
I'ma rip some bitches up.
There you go.
But that's just how I like to do.
So who are we going to start with? Well, Gaga. I love Gaga. She's incredible.
She killed it at the VMAs. She swept the VMAs.
Yep. It was hosted by Keke Palmer.
Love. She performed too.
She was fun.
Yeah.
She was very cute. Brought that energy to make it exciting for 2020 VMAs.
Now, Keke is an old Nickelodeon star. Like, not old, but like maybe like 10, 12 years ago, she was on Nickelodeon. Actually, for the first time ever, the VMAs was broadcasted on Nickelodeon, which was like a whole like controversy because people are like, this is like a kids network.
That's interesting.
And the VMAs were shown like, think about it.
Well, MTV is teenagers watching it. I remember watching the VMAs as a kid, hanging out with my cousins.
And right, but, and I did too. But I was, the first time I really watched the VMAs was 2001, I think. When Britney and Christina and Madonna performed and kissed.
So you're in middle school then?
Yeah. And I'm like watching it. Maybe like in fifth grade. And I'm watching it and I'm like, holy shit, what is happening? Because I'm like 12 years old, 13 years old, watching these three women kiss. And then Britney Spears is everything. Yeah. And I'm like watching this
happening?
And I'm like, what is happening? And the next day was all over the news and all over the headlines. That was the VMAs.
There has been iconic performances for the VMAs.
Yeah.
So this is it's an exciting day.
And
it was a great
but
show.
To be on Nickelodeon, what do you think? Are you cool with that?
You
have people like Miley Cyrus performing.
I'm sure they're going to be censoring it.
But I think they probably added it to Nickelodeon because look, you have Keke Palmer, ex-Nickelodeon star.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande, ex-Nickelodeon star. That doesn't usually happen. Nickelodeon stars don't get that big to be like worldwide phenomenons such as Ariana Grande.
Gaga in her sexy outfits.
Yeah. And Miley Cyrus on the fucking wrecking ball, disco ball, suck my balls.
She's so hot. I loved Miley's performance.
Like
her
nipples were completely out. Like not out, but like you could see them through the shirt.
You don't think Nickelodeon cut that song?
You think they did?
Maybe.
I mean that song is amazing.
I was born to run. I don't belong to anyone.
And it's the same with Mark Husp. I said more Husp,
like
not more like a hick. It's been so long since I fucked my clothes on. All right, we're gonna go over some of the winners of the night. We're not going to give every winner because we don't give a fuck about every person on the VMAs. But anyway, Miley Cyrus looked incredible.
She looked so incredible.
On the VMA virtual carpet.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. She had this sheer cocktail dress. And then, like, she had a little bra, little thong.
Pretty.
Gloves up to her.
Gorge.
Sheer gloves up to her elbows.
Gorge.
All covered in diamonds. Like, the whole dress. It was she
glamorous.
Looked incredible. Lady Gaga showed up looking like a bag of Orville Redenbacher's.
The Jiffy Pop.
Yeah.
The kind you shift the watched.
Yep, she came as a bag of popcorn. Oh, hilarious.
That tinfoil.
With the whole bowl on her head.
Yep.
You just open up her ass and pour the popcorn right on top of her head. But, and Nicole Richie was packing on curtains.
She is so skinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like back to skinny Nicole Richie running on the beach and you see her chest.
She was wearing what looked like living room curtains.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. It was not,
It was like drapery. Man,
she looked good, I guess, but like.
She does look beautiful. We're being harsh, but I'm not. I love a simple life star and I just want her to be healthy, you know?
Well, I don't know if she's healthy. I think she's a vegan.
They're all skinny. But I don't get it. They eat like banana bread all the time. I'm like, how are you?
That's not true.
Vegans are like always eating like so much food. Like, and I'm nuts. Like, wow.
They eat like birds. Like
gerbils.
But anyway. So, yeah, let's go over some of the people that won awards. Lady Gaga swept the night.
Well, she brought in 6.5 million viewers for that show.
And it had been a few years since... The last time that VMAs had viewers was in 2016 when Britney performed for the first time in 9 years at the VMAs since her whole VMA opening debacle where Kanye went on. He's like, this is what you get. You want someone crazy to open?
Oh,
fuck
gosh.
You, Kanye.
Yeah, asshole.
Anyway.
We'll get to you in Kanye's corner.
Yep.
We'll get to you. As I crack my little knuckles.
All right. So, yeah, that's a huge thing. A huge deal. Everybody was tuning in to watch Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga perform together, Rain On Me, which they killed.
That was their debut performance. Yeah. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Right now, Mace do Nami in her hands, like, and flipping around like blah, 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 blah.
They were, in my opinion, the act of the night, the performance of the night. They were incredible.
Miley was great.
Miley was amazing.
She brought out that Wrecking Ball.
Midnight Sky. It's the 7th year anniversary of Wrecking Ball.
That's awesome.
So she
brought it back out.
She got on that Wrecking Ball and it was like a giant disco ball thing. It was really cool.
She looked so hot.
She looked incredible. And Doja Cat, she performed Say So.
Oh my god, that performance was so interesting.
She's wearing a one piece thing that's just covering her breast, her ass, like, and her vagina.
And like a little pasty over her vag.
But the thing that was covering her vagina was like bright red lighting up.
Yeah, it was like neon colors that were glowing.
Was like LED lights on her vagina. In my opinion, I'm like, ow, that shit looks itchy. That's red. That's swollen. You need to see a doctor or some shit. Like, that pussy throbbing.
That's throbbing. Yeah, it's got a heartbeat.
That's a tap. A throbbing ass pussy. I was like, that shit looks like it needs a twig or something to scratch. Because it was actually kind of fucking weird.
Brush it with a hairbrush.
No, with a...
Bristles.
With a metal brush.
Ow.
With the green part of the sponge.
That's sick. Hilarious.
But she looked really hot. She looked like a hot alien with a throbbing pussy.
Well, Doja Cat, didn't she win Best New Artist?
She did win Best New Artist.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of controversy going on around her, too, because they say she was bashing her black side. She's half black, half white. And she says she's glad that she feels more white than black, but she likes her black features. She was saying that on a chat room on camera.
Right.
And that came back to bite her in the ass. So right now Doja Cat is in the middle of a cancellation. Like, some people are canceling her, some people are not, but she's just like in limbo right now. People don't know what to think about her.
Well, I loved her performance. I thought she did a great job. Congratulations on an awesome night, Doja Cat.
Word. Now, who else?
So BTS swept the night. They won Best Pop. Their song On was Best K-Pop of the Year, Best Group, and their song On also got Best Choreography.
Yeah, they're huge right now.
They're like a big NSYNC group of all Lance Bass. I loved Lance Bass as a kid. He was my favorite. Wow. So to see a million of them, I'm like, wow.
That's hilarious. They're huge right now. Everybody's loving them.
Their moves are so sharp.
They hit number one on the Billboard charts, and I think they're the first K-pop group that's ever done it.
That was my first K-pop experience, and they got me. I'm hooked. I'm gonna start listening on Spotify to K-pop albums. I love you can K-pop. Give me some suggestions. Yeah. I know you told me Blackpink. I'm excited.
And Girls' Generation. They're a legend. They're like everyone loves Girls' Generation.
I wanna listen.
And the Wonder Girls. Nobody but you. I want nobody but you. I don't know the rest. But and then Gaga, she got Artist of the Year. She got Song of the Year for Rain on Me. She got Best Collaboration with Ariola. And she won the MTV Tricon Award.
Now, what is that? That's a new thing.
Yeah, it's
this is the first recipient. Well, it's 2020, so to start new traditions.
Yeah.
Tricon means that you're like a triple threat. You know, you have a lot of different things to offer.
As singing, an artist, yeah.
You know, dancing, acting, comedian, you know.
And Rain on Me got Best Choreography. Which is
awesome. Now, what'd you think about that? Did you agree that they should have gotten?
I said it was. It's awesome that she won the award, but you know me. I'm very critical, and I said that the
choreography doing a lot of skipping
on Rain on Me,
hands up,
is on the video.
Well, Gaga sure didn't do any backflips like Britney Spears did.
No, she did not. Mm-mm. I didn't see any fucking snakes or zoo animals. Nope. But anywho.
All you people look at me like I'm a little girl, but did you ever think that we could be step into this world?
You don't even know the words. Stop it.
Like a burn of miracle. What the hell? Who cares?
What the hell are you saying?
I was trying to be myself, but that's what I love.
Oh my God.
All
right, Megan.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, that was a lot for me to handle. So please, anywho.
So the weekend, I was so confused with this busted up face.
Oh my God. Megan comes and tells me, like, why is no one talking about this? About why his face is all beat up.
What happened to the weekend?
And I had to explain to her that it's the look for this album. Like, that's his costume, basically.
Yeah.
But she was concerned.
I was so worried. She's
like, this guy just showed up to the VMAs like this, and he's performing all beat up, and nobody's, like, saying, are you okay? Like,
I loved his performance. I thought he was awesome.
On the helicopter.
Yep.
Not
wow,
on the
and the firework show. I heard that from Miles.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It was a spectacular performance. I loved it. And yeah, it took it place great. In New York City.
Yeah, it was on the rooftop of a building. But he won Video of the Year and Best R&B. Which is great. Oh, both for Blinding Lights.
Right.
Which is great. He is a great artist.
Awesome song.
I loved his newest album, After Hours. It was so, so, so good. I heard it the day it came out. It was awesome. There's a lot of really great music on there.
I know him from the radio. You know me.
I know. You're the worst.
I'm the old
Why
lady
you
that
like
still listens
this?
To the radio.
Why are you like this? I don't understand.
Well... clearly, he's mainstream, so.
Yeah, but.
I loved it. Anywho, let's move on.
I don't get it.
I listen to Spotify sometimes, too.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Only when my Wi-Fi goes out, then I listen to the radio.
I thought you said only when my wife goes out. I'm like, you married?
My Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi. So the TikTok viral sensation song Savage, I'm a Savage, by Megan Thee Stallion.
Classic, bougie, wacky.
Classic, bougie, nasty. Sassy, moody, wretched. Acting
You have
moody
to do this every
happening.
Single time.
What was happening?
You just can't sing one single song in front of Megan because she can't just sing a few words. She has to, like, say the whole fucking song and perform and do all the sound effects.
Because I'm ready for my Vegas show, Isaiah.
Okay, well, this is not it.
All right.
Nobody can see us. Just say the fucking news. Again.
By Megan Thee Stallion, and she won Best Hip Hop.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that song, and I love her in WAP. Ooh, wet ass pussy. Get a bucket and a mop and a caution sign because you're going to slip. Watch out now.
But I love Megan Thee Stallion. She's on fire right now. So she won Best Hip Hop and Savage. Congratulations. So Maluma won Best Latin Music.
Yeah, for the song Que Pena. Personally, I don't like Maluma. I just don't. I'm not a fan. I don't know why. I just don't. His music has, I'm not interested in it at all. And people, like, go crazy over him because they think he's, like, so good-looking. And he's not, like, an ugly person. I'm just not attracted to him. I'm like, ew, stop.
Not your thing.
Can you stop, please? Sir, move away.
Taylor Swift, T-Swift, The Man, Best Direction. That's the only award she won?
Yeah, but that video was awesome. And she actually directed it. Mm-hmm. And she starred in it as a man.
Right.
So that whole combination was awesome. Incredible. Yeah, I love that.
She gave an acceptance speech through Zoom.
Before that song was a single and it came out on the album Lover, I loved the song. I thought it was great.
Lover.
It was such an awesome song. See how I didn't react to you singing? Because if I did, you wouldn't shut the fuck up about it.
I was only going to say Lover.
Anywho.
Read the 411. FYI.
Anywho. But she did a great job on that video.
But Folklore didn't win any
was
songs.
It in any categories?
No.
No. It was too late. Yeah.
Mm. It's too late.
And honestly, I already told you that album is garbage.
I didn't like it.
I don't like it. I want to fall asleep for 45 minutes. Yeah, sure, I'll listen to it.
A lot of people
love
it. Nap
music. I don't get it.
And if they listen, they love lullabies then.
But Lover was great. Lover was a great album. And 1989. Those are really the only two albums of Taylor Swift
shake
that I really like.
Shake it off. I love that song.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Hi, y'all.
So Miley Cyrus.
Miley's.
For the song Mother's Daughter won Best Art Direction and Best Editing. She won two separate awards for the same song.
That song.
That's like a year ago, right?
Oh, yeah, almost. I think it came out, it wasn't even COVID yet. Mm. So I think it must have just come out, I want to say, right before COVID.
Isn't that the one where she has teeth on her vagine?
Yes. We talked about it on the podcast in the beginning of us doing the podcast.
So if you tune into episode, it was early like episode.
Episode 5 or 6.
1, 3, 2. Right as it is?
Yep. So the album came out May 31st, 2019. You know what that means, right?
What?
They ran out of shit.
What do you mean ran out?
The music is not...
It's stale.
Yeah.
There's nothing new coming
and
out.
And so I think this is what happened. Are you ready?
What?
I think Mallers and her team were like, listen, y'all.
I better win an award.
I'll perform, y'all.
But I better win
something. But I gotta win something. It could be anything, but I need to appear on that list.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the video was great. I love the video. I love the song and the message behind it. But I think that's what happened. I think Mallers was like, I'll perform for y'all for free. But y'all gotta let me win something.
Like, you can give me, like, a fake thing, like art direction if Taylor Swift's gonna win direction.
Yeah. Yeah, they literally just took the two things and then just added another word.
You know?
So I wouldn't be surprised if Mallers, but she deserves that made-up award.
Does. Yeah, she does. I think that she's a legend in the making.
In the making. But earlier when we were talking about her and you said you think she's already a legend.
I think that this is round two for her. The Midnight Sky was an awesome song and it made me look at her in like a much different perspective.
Me
I think
too.
She is a new
But it
look.
Didn't chart well.
I don't think it matters.
It
she's
debuted
still charted,
at 14.
But she still hit the charts.
Yeah, so
like
did
us.
We.
So, ooh. Leo.
So yeah, but it... She charted at 14, so I think it only went down from there.
Mm. But well, it's an awesome song.
Yeah,
listen to it on Spotify or wherever you
Let's
listen
to
music.
Let's get Mallers to number one.
Yeah, because she deserves it.
Yeah, she's
fucking
great.
Fucking girl works hard, and she broke up with her boyfriend just to make that song hit the charts.
Ooh, that does not make her sound good.
Who cares? She's an artist. I was born to run.
Anyway, and Dua Lipa, loved Dua Lipa, loved her album. Her newest album, Future Nostalgia, I loved it, but I didn't love it more than I loved her first album, self-titled Dua Lipa. That's the one with New Rules. I got new lubes or condoms. And
another parody in the making.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like mac and cheese. it had a lot of hits. So she won for Physical for Best
Visual
Effects. which was awesome. That was a really good video.
Yeah.
All night, I ride over you. I know you got my back, and you know I got two. So come on. Come on. Let's get a physical. Let's get a physical. Turn your head and cough.
Well, I'm glad she's getting recognized for her hard work.
The only thing I have a problem with.
Let's hear it as is. What's your problem?
Let me tell you how it is. What's your problem this week as is? Why are you so mad? Everybody lip sung. Every single person, except I believe Lady Gaga, had a microphone in her mask.
It sounded like Lady Gaga was the only one that had, it sounded like a mask over her head.
Right. But she's the only one. She could have easily pre-recorded that with a mask on so it sounds that way. Because she's a genius like that. So she would have been
oh,
like...
Oh, that's smart.
Like, oh, let's just record this. I'm going to record this like this, all right? But with a mask. And yeah. Then, so it sounds like I'm wearing a mask.
And she's probably singing and probably doing the moves and yeah, sounding out of breath. Absolutely. So that the day of the performance, you play that.
It sounds like that. Because Ariana Grande had a mask in her face and she sounded impeccable. Like, as if she didn't have a mask
well,
in her
face.
Well,
she is a great singer.
Yeah, but with a cloth on your mouth, it doesn't...
It does muffle.
It doesn't sound... Because that's how Gaga sounded.
And she sounded perfect.
Who?
Ariana.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, but they said, like...
Too good.
Listen.
And Lady Gaga, you could hear the rustling of her nails.
Right, right,
know,
right.
Always making that, like, clinking.
Right.
I think they hit so at one point.
They
so
could
there
have,
is a microphone.
Unless she recorded that, too.
It hit to, you know, like that noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. I don't have a problem with lip syncing. Obviously, Britney lip syncs. It's a thing, period. But
actually, Simpson lip syncs.
Yeah, but that's...
The pieces.
Here we go again.
The pieces of me.
Enough, Maggie. You can't sing every 30 seconds.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do.
Anyway... Britney lip syncs. It's a thing. We all know it. But Britney puts on a fucking show. Now.
She's an awesome performer in terms of dancing and her choreography. She's moving.
In terms of performer, center stage, commanding the stage.
Like, Chloe and Halle weren't even moving.
No, they were not. A lot of people didn't. Doja Cat, like, my friend was like, oh, she was dancing. I'm like, what? I mean, she was strutting up and down and moving her arms like she was... landing an airplane. Yes, she was doing that. You're right. So her little tiny microphone that didn't even reach to the bottom of her mouth was not gonna... She was lip syncing, period. It's fine, I don't care, but don't drag Britney for lip syncing and everybody in the whole fucking show was gonna lip sync and not move.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
They needed to step it up if that's what they were gonna
if that's what you if you're gonna lip sync, that's fine. Do it all, but Like I told you, I saw one of Madonna's first VMA performances for Vogue. Vogue. And
so
she
did it.
She did it. Megan, that was very different. I said three words. I didn't give an entire chorus.
I didn't give a chorus.
Anyway, she didn't even have a microphone. But that performance was visually stunning.
Visually stunning. That's one of my terms. I love that.
So you don't even need a microphone. Perform all you want, but... Don't fucking drag somebody else
Step
because they lip sync.
Step it up.
And you're going to lip sync and not perform? Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No. Thank you, next.
What are we paying you all this money
Thank
for?
You, next.
Yeah.
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 You always say it like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Say it in your normal voice.
Yeah. That's our little game of Ariana tennis. We'll do that in the car.
Who can say, yeah, the best?
Oh my gosh, we just do it back and forth for like hours. It'll go all day sometimes.
It's hilarious. Oh my God.
We'll be in a store in Walmart and I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll start doing it. Yeah.
Oh God.
That's too good.
Hilarious. Anyway, lip syncing, I'm cool with it. Just perform. I don't give a fuck. Don't ever talk shit about Britney. I will chase your ass down the street.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, Katy Perry? Some music news. Katy Perry just had her new album, Smile, debut.
Yes, she sure did.
You like it.
I don't hate it.
I'm glad.
I'm sticking with our rating, though, that we posted
Six out of 10.
On Instagram. Follow us with Why You Twerk Podcast on Instagram.
Follow our Twitter at WWYT Podcast.
Or email us at whistlewhyyoutwerkpodcast@gmail.com.
Or call into the podcast at 201-956-4108 and leave a message.
All right. I'm sticking with It's a Six. There are a few songs in there I like. I want to say maybe three.
Tucked?
No, I don't like Tucked. Tucked In or Tucked Out?
Wayne Brothers. Oh my God. Scary movie.
I like Never Really Over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's real. And if I think it over, maybe you ain't coming over again. And I loved, my favorite song probably is Cry About It Later. I cry about it later. I cry about it later. Love that one. And maybe one other song, but the album is forgettable.
It got 50,000.
50 to 60,000 sales. Streams.
Oh, sales. Well, she did the pre-order, right?
Yeah, she did the pre-order for a couple of months.
Smart.
Because she knew if she just dropped the album, she wasn't going to make those sales. So she was giving people time to be like, oh, you know what? I'm bored today. Let me just buy this, pre-order it.
And it'll probably be signed and shit.
And she is set to debut at number 5. And in terms of a pop superstar, that's not the best.
You want number one. You want that number one spot.
I would be okay with at least the top 3. But number 5, and she's only going to be number
she's
5
older,
for that.
I mean, she's 35. She just had her baby with Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. Daisy.
Daisy Dove Bloom.
Daisy Dove Bloom.
That's kind of a sweet name.
Daisy Duck. Oh, shit. So yeah, we'll see what happens, but I think she's not gonna last on the charts. I think she went to number 5. I've only listened to it, how many times have I listened to it, Megan?
Like 15.
I've listened to it probably like 5
or 6
times.
You're half of those
times.
Streams. You've been listening nonstop.
I've been listening because I wanna criticize it for what it is.
I listened
you know?
To the album twice.
I wanna give my full opinion on it, especially since we like Ripper every episode.
Ripper, yeah. Lee Perry.
And even then, I still don't want her on the podcast. Tell her no. You know her back. Tell her we don't want her.
doesn't make us look good.
So, but yes, there was a like Resilient, terrible song. You liked that one. I didn't like it.
Which one was that?
Resilient. It was, I don't even fucking remember. Something about a flower growing out of crack.
Mm.
Not interested.
I like Harley's in Hawaii.
Oh, that's the third song I like.
Harley's in Hawaii.
And I did say that I didn't like
it. I'm gonna drive away.
In the podcast in another episode, I said I didn't like it. But when I went home and I listened to it on my own in my earphones, crying on my pillow,
oh my God.
Then I liked it.
Katy Perry works hard and she's a new mom. And she did that during pregnancy. So congratulations. And you made something beautiful. Your baby.
Oh, I thought you meant the album. I was like making a face like,
you like Katy. I don't. I'm not a Katy Perry fan.
Let me tell you something. This is probably the first Katy Perry album I have ever heard from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it. I like Katy Perry, like her singles and on the radio, but I do not, I've never heard a full Katy Perry album.
I think she should do Christian rock.
She used to. Her name was Catherine.
Catherine.
And then she was like, I kissed a girl. No, my name is Katy.
Kiss me, Kate. Well, you know who's not having a baby outside us?
Selena Gomez. Because she's busy licking on that ice cream. Selena Gomez.
I saw that music video of Selena Gomez's.
And Blackpink in the stink.
The K-pop group.
They came out with a song together called Ice Cream.
It was a great clap.
The video is so cute. It's adorable. It's clearly targeted specifically for pedophiles.
It reminds me.
They literally look like children and they're licking ice cream but they're talking about like jizz on their hands or some shit. Like,
oh man.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but I mean, I thought it was like hot, but
I thought it reminded me of Christina Aguilera's Candyman Ken was swinging on a line.
Candyman, sipping on a vodka double wine, sweet sugar, Candyman. Don't. Oh, yeah. All right, right, Megan, enough. You gotta stop.
You did it. We're healing. So Mariah Carey's been in the news a lot this week, Isaias.
Yeah, because she has her new album coming out, Rarities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Oh, I thought Ellen, too. Interesting.
Yeah, well...
That... Interesting timing,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. Did she take notes from Miley? Dump your boyfriend, take a dump, dump a single.
There you go. And it's a hit.
In our eyes.
Well,
but not
Mariah Carey has new music, and supposedly it only got like 150...
Streams.
Eesh. That's like a Whistle While You Twerk episode.
Yeah, on a Tuesday.
On a bad day for us.
So she has her new album's Rarities coming out. And Big Bags of Sand.
That's a new one.
She like decided that. To throw Ellen under the bus.
Yeah, after she had an interview from 2008. Yeah. That's like over a decade.
That's when Britney's conservatorship started.
And she's talking now about how Ellen made her feel uncomfortable after she's been back on the show 5 other times.
I think she didn't say anything because everybody just loves Ellen. So she was going to seem like the diva.
Yeah.
As usual. Oh, here's Mariah again doing that thing she always does.
Talking shit.
Yeah.
About everything.
And I think that she... So she was like, you know what? I'll just suck it up.
Suck it up. But what Ellen did was she was talking about the pregnancy rumors, and then Mariah was denying them, and she goes, oh, okay, then let's make a toast. And she grabs a champagne bottle that's already uncorked and 2 flute glasses. So it's a prop. These things are staged. Mariah, before an episode, I got to finish the story. So she gives her the flute glass and she's like, all right, let's toast to your non-pregnancy. And Mariah doesn't drink the thing. And she goes, you're pregnant. This is it. You know,
and everyone's cheering like, woo, she's pregnant.
And she's going, no. You know, like, I don't want to drink after 3 o'clock. You know, it's fattening, you know, and it's sounding silly. But she felt pressured. But I think that those things are staged.
But you know what happened, though, right?
What?
Mariah had already had a miscarriage.
Already at that
point? Yeah. So Ellen was forcing her to say that she was pregnant when she had just suffered a miscarriage.
So why didn't she just drink the glass?
None of Ellen's business.
It is not Ellen's business. But she has producers in her ear. She's not the top person, Ellen. Ellen might be the host, but that doesn't mean that you're the head honcho. She's got the producer's ass to kiss. And they're the ones buzzing in her ear. Ask her. Make her reveal it.
Yeah, but that's not...
I feel like...
And the way that they did it with alcohol, like...
I know. It was distasteful.
And she has... Mariah Carey has a drinking problem already. Like, we know that. That's nothing new. You know?
She drinks after 3. She said it.
Is that how it was on Mariah's World?
I only saw the first 2 episodes, and I was like, wow, this is a lot.
But yeah, I don't know. You're right. It does seem a little fishy that you come out and you make these allegations against Ellen now that everyone's making the allegations against Ellen. But we have to remember that some people just don't feel safe talking about something because it's going to have a bad backlash.
I know. That's, yeah, you're right.
That's why so many people...
She's valid to her feelings of feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
That
even if we were like, oh, that's no big deal. That's nothing. Oh, she shouldn't be pissed off. That's not our place to say how somebody should or should not be feeling.
Yeah. I just feel like she's kicking a dog while it's down.
Yeah, but...
A bit. But we have our different opinions.
I guess. But I think that...
Like, why this week? Why didn't she say it 8 years ago?
I just told you, Megan, everybody loved Ellen. And, you know, now she's finding the chance. But at the same time, is she really finding a chance or is she taking advantage of it? And saying she's like, you know what? That made me uncomfortable.
And you know what? She is valid to her feelings.
As she's sipping her glass of wine.
But she's not. But if Ellen comes back on the show, I guarantee you Mariah Carey will never be asked back.
You think that Ellen's going to come back?
Hold a grudge? Absolutely.
No, you think that Ellen's going to come back to the show?
I do think that. I think she's going to come back and, you know, say her apology. And
already said that she doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
But she's contracted for 1 year. But can't get out of
they
this
can
contract.
Be like, here's your money, peace.
Whistleblowing is working. I think that she's coming back.
Okay, I guess
we'll wait and see.
Wait and find out. So, Miley Cyrus, this is pretty crazy. She said that she's willing to redo her role of Hannah Montana to bring Hannah back to life. And I watched Hannah Montana.
Was always what 11-year-old is like. Oh, I got my wig. I got my. She was born into this industry.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second? Can you imagine?
Well, just her father was Billy Ray Cyrus.
I know, but like even Billy just like
her godmother
up.
Is Dolly Parton.
But dressing up and the costumes and the wig right down to the hair.
It must have been so much fun.
It must have been a blast, but also a nightmare at the same time, and you can't escape it, but you just have to roll with it.
And that's why I feel like she has so much issues with her music, because she doesn't know who she truly is.
But I think now she's back.
Now.
She's finding herself.
But to me,
she stopped smoking weed. I heard her talk on a podcast called Call Me Daddy, and she's on an episode of
So she doesn't smoke weed at all anymore?
She said that she quit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only saying that because she said in a recent interview, not even a year ago when she released She Is Coming, that she was smoking pot again because her mother convinced her to.
Oh, well, she's recently
was probably
said
like,
I quit.
All right, you're acting crazy as far as your music and you ain't selling shit. We need money in this family, so you better start doing drugs again.
She also
and
said...
And Manny's like, yes, mama.
She revealed on the podcast that her sex drive goes down when she's stressed and she has new things happening. So right now, Midnight Sky is happening. Does that mean her sex drive is... And she... That's
she got
why
a dap?
She got a dap right
Call
now.
Call Megan. She'll talk to you about it.
Hey, shut up.
Call Megan, Miley.
No, I don't have a dap this week.
Oh.
Not me.
That
no
means
stop.
She's ovulating.
Oh, you know. High five. You know my cycle.
I'm dead. That's
I think it's important for a woman to know her cycle, and I do.
Oh, she sweet has a cycle. All right, well, we'll see. I would totally watch New Hannah Montana.
I would too.
But
how
they'd
exciting.
Have to like change everything. You know, she's had to develop.
It's going
to
be like Lizzie McGuire all grown up, you know.
She'd have to develop alcoholism and a drug problem.
PG-13.
And like now she's touring and like she gets an STD because she's like fucking all these groupies. And she's like,
oh, I can't
wait. What's up, you guys?
And she would do that because I love that Black Mirror episode. It was so raw.
That Black Mirror episode was Britney Spears' life.
Yeah, it was very raw.
That's why she did it. Mm-hmm. It was. She screams "Free Britney" in her concerts.
A lot of
I'm surprised she didn't
Britney.
Say it in during her MTV performance.
Interesting. Yeah. Why didn't anybody?
The Weeknd, every time he went on stage, he would talk about Breonna Taylor.
They did mention Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, in her opening, and it was like, and it was the 1999 MTV Music Awards
performing
Britney
Spears
and
NSYNC.
Lady
Ross.
Gaga.
But now Lady Gaga, yeah. Performing
Chromatica.
Live from Chromatica.
Yeah, I love
that.
Great. That was a good a VMA moment. Flashback. We be
but,
in the Flash.
Oh, you know, I remember watching that Britney Spears and NSYNC performance, and that was 1999, so I was still really young and still watching the VMA. So
My sister, too. I have a sister that's 6 years older than me.
Wow.
So whatever she was watching, I was watching, too. I was watching HBO late night at, like,
oh, shit.
8
I mean,
years old.
I didn't have...
I'm not even kidding.
...a sibling. I believe it. I didn't have a sibling.
Being
so
the
I
youngest,
was...
your parents don't care about... You could juggle knives, you know what I mean, and when you're the youngest.
But...
I had
no
bedtime.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. See, I'm the opposite. I didn't know I didn't have a bedtime until I was like in seventh grade. I was like, Mom, can I stop going to sleep at 8, please? And she'll be like,
What?
You just go to sleep at 8. You just go lay down at 8 o'clock and fall asleep. And I'm like, so I didn't have a bedtime this whole time for the whole like year after that. I was up to like 3 in the morning, like watching like Nickelodeon and then Cartoon Network.
That was me growing up.
But you had it handed to you.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Ever since, I hated sleep. Once my mom told me I didn't have to go to sleep. I hated sleep.
Oh, I love my sleep.
I hate sleep. It's the worst.
I'm crazy without my 13-hour nap. Well, other celebrities have been screaming Free Britney, and, but you know what? We'll talk about that later in the Britney notification of the week.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's a whole fucking shit show is happening over there in the Britney world. But we'll now let's talk about TV and Netflix and movies and boobies.
Ooh, there's lots happening in the TV world. I love the new season. September is always great for TV because lots of TV shows are
coming back. The fall.
I can't fucking wait. I'm so excited. I'm personally really excited for Pen 15 and Ratched.
Can't wait for Pen 15. Ratched sounds super interesting.
They both come out September 18.
Oh, I'm watching Pen 15 first, though.
Ooh, me too.
You don't have to, Megan. We don't have to do everything together. Oh, it's so hard.
What are we going
to
do? What am I going to do? What else is coming out? September 14th, we have Paris Hilton's This Is Paris.
Yeah, that's... I do want to watch that. I want to see what she has to say. Because she feels that people think she's like this dumb...
That's hot.
...idiot. And that's a character that she plays. Mm-hmm. She plays this dumb idiot
but
character.
But she's really a businesswoman. And she really does like to be taken seriously as a businesswoman.
You cannot... Listen.
She's like Tyra Banks.
You cannot be dumb. You cannot be dumb and have empires like the people that we admire. Even Kim Kardashian, gross. She has an empire. Mm-hmm. You cannot be dumb and run an empire. It just can't be
They're
dumb.
They're probably one of the smartest people.
I mean, she has a whole team around
Kim
her.
Kim learned
I'm sure.
everything from Paris.
I believe
they
that.
They were best friends.
Interesting.
And yeah, high school.
And then look at Lindsay Lohan. Poor thing. Come on,
they
Lindsay.
Her.
I still am rooting for you every day of my life.
I'm rooting for you too, Lilo.
Jesus,
Lilo.
Please help Lindsay Lohan achieve her dreams.
Anything to make her happy. I love her.
I would love to have Lindsay on the podcast.
Oh, Lindsay, please come on the podcast. Please.
I don't care if it's just three more listeners we
please.
Got.
Please. We're going to hashtag the shit out of this. Please, Lindsay.
Come on the podcast, please, Lindsay.
All
we'll pay
we need
for all
is
your
for her to
nuggets.
Retweet us, and our lives would be made.
Yeah.
We would be happy.
All her 10 followers would totally love that. No. But...
Remember her in Scary Movie?
Yeah, I just watched it recently.
With Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. That was actually really funny.
That was so funny. and they're having sex, and they're like clowns, and it's their sex life, and fast forward.
She like taps out, and like, another girl comes into bed, and is like, and she like drinks water in the corner, like it's like a boxing match, and then she tags back in.
Round two. Yo, that shit is funny. If you haven't seen it, you have no idea what we're talking about, but watch Scary Movie 5.
Hilarious.
The beginning, just like... Type it in Google or something or YouTube. That shit is funny, that clip. They're opening.
So Ratched
is coming out September 18th. That's going to be on Netflix. And I'm super excited for it because it's a Ryan Murphy production. Very exciting. So all the American Horror Story people are going to be in it.
Sarah Paulson, I know.
Sarah Paulson
for sure.
is starring in it. She's playing the Nurse Ratched that we know from Cuckoo's Nest, which is a novel...
One
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which became a movie that we all know. Danny DeVito was in it. Christopher Walken. It's a classic. It's Jack Nicholson. He plays the main character. But it was directed by Michael Douglas. Interesting.
Really?
Yep. But it also was a play. And I actually did lighting for the play production of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was a lot of fun. But... Anyway, it's very exciting because this is going to be the early story of Nurse Ratched, who plays the mean nurse, who all the patients are terrified of her. Huh. So she's a horrible person, and we don't know why, and we're going to find out from Ratched. Can't freaking wait. It's an 8-episode series.
I'm excited. I hate when there's fucking 8 episodes.
Also, Hollywood. It's the same people that made Hollywood, so a lot of the same actors are going to be in that, too.
I hate that shit when it's like, 8 episodes. What the fuck? That's one day. That's a work day. I'm going to get through
They're
that
They're
going
to be an hour and a half long.
Oh, okay.
Whew. Yeah. Don't worry.
I got scared.
Each episode's going to be at least over an hour.
Okay.
It's going to be like Hollywood. That was a long series, and it was 8 episodes.
I loved Hollywood. I cried at the end so bad.
He keeps it short, but the episodes are fulfilling like a movie every time you watch it.
Okay.
And you get a lot of juice in every episode. So very exciting. What else is coming out?
All right. Now, y'all know I love Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. You do. You talk about it.
I love Big Brother so much. Now, there's a feud happening in Big Brother. So Big Brother, if you don't know about it, it's 18 people get trapped in a house for 3 months, and the winner wins $500,000.
They had a quarantine before it.
They had to quarantine for 2 weeks before coming into the house. Now, the winner is picked by the own people in the house. So each week, somebody gets evicted. Oh. And they pick who wins.
It's kind of like the Circle show that we watched.
Yeah, but they don't know each other. You actually have to play a social game. You have to be friends with these people and then talk shit about them and have their back. Oh. And then be enemies.
That was more virtual.
But then be friends. And, you know, you have to play people. You have to be like, Megan, you and me are in this together, okay? And then you turn around and be like, so Megan said she wanted to be in on this with me, so we need to get her out.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, it's crazy. If you haven't watched Big Brother, you have to watch Big Brother.
Oh, I have to watch it. That's something up my alley. And it's
completely live. You can watch it right now. We could go online and watch them completely live. Sometimes they're just brushing their teeth.
Oh my God,
that's
so interesting.
Sometimes they're like fighting. It's crazy.
We would be so good on that show.
Yeah,
we should be on Big Brother.
We should go on Big Brother and pretend we don't know each other.
Yes.
But the whole goal is at the end, we can literally be like, I freaking hate that person. Oh my God, don't work with them.
We win Big Brother because we're like the top manipulator.
Yeah.
That is what it is. Who's the top manipulator?
Yeah, basically. But everybody wins.
Big Brother, hence the title.
No, that's not. Big Brother means you're being watched by Big Brother because there's cameras all around the house.
Oh, but I also think Big Brother rules the roost.
Yeah, no, that's not how. That's not. It's based on we are watching these people live in a house.
In a social game. That's so interesting.
So,
I love that.
Janelle, this is All Stars. So they have past winners and past super contenders in the house now. Janelle is a past winner, and she's the first person that's ever been in the house 4 times in a row. But that was like 15 years ago. Like,
wow.
She's that much of an all-star. So Janelle, and then Nicole F is a recent winner. She won 2 years ago. So
they
got her out. They got Janelle out.
Oh,
I was rooting for Janelle.
Yeah.
I wanted Janelle to take the whole thing.
But Nicole got her out.
Oh,
no.
So
she's after blood.
Somebody went outside the house. So the house is in a studio, but the backyard is built, right? So there's walls. This show was so big, airplanes would fly and write something in the sky for the contestants to see. Like,
Jesus,
Will is after you. Like, give them clues. Will is after you, Bob. So, like, it would be family members that paid an airplane to fly a banner to let them know that something was happening in the house. So
the audience knows. It's like the Truman Show.
So, eventually, they made that area a no-fly zone. Because because people were coming.
That's
this
smart.
Was, like, years ago.
That's smart.
So, now, somebody went up to the wall and goes, "Fuck Nicole!" So, they were scared, the producers, and they're like, everybody get inside, because they didn't know what they were gonna do. They could have thrown a bomb, thrown anything on the other side of the wall. So all the producers were like, go inside. And all this happened was because Nicole decided to get Janelle out of the house.
Oh my God.
It was sad because I wanted Janelle to take everything. She's big boobs, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
Nicole.
And you would think that she's like so dumb and stupid. No. She was one of the best competitors ever on Big Brother.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And she got out.
And she got out early. Mm. It was the right move. To be honest with you, like, as a Big Brother fan, it's the right move to get the stronger players out.
Yeah.
You keep the weaker players in, and then one at a time, you just take them out.
Yeah.
But you got to get the big players out.
Well, and Nicole, watch
player.
Your back.
Nicole is dumb as sack of shit, but she plays the innocent card, like, I don't know anything, y'all, off in the country.
So she's
but
playing
she's
dumb.
A manipulator, yeah.
Playing dumb.
Yeah. So my friend Dana watches this too. Me and Dana, not our Dana.
I know.
Me and Dana watch this too, and we're like, we should be on there and just pretend like we don't know each other, and then just boom, at the end of the game, surprise!
Surprise!
Oh, Jacqueline Monet!
Julie and Julia.
No.
Isn't that what you
the
were
Devil
doing?
Wears Prada.
Oh. Meryl Streep.
Jacqueline! Oh, surprise!
I knew it was Meryl Streep by the way you were talking.
Oh, okay. She really does sound like that. She sounds like Julia Childs, just like more feminine.
Yeah.
Oh, my new show.
You told me about this show, and I sure love it too. Jenji Cohen, who did Orange is the New Black and who did the famous series Weeds on Showtime.
Loved Weeds.
She has a new show on Netflix, and it's called Teen Bounty Hunters.
Yos.
And Isaiah's turned me on to this, and I freaking love it.
Right, so Teen Bounty Hunters, like, it sounds corny. The name sounds so dumb. Like, for real, though. For real. And the concept looks so dumb, too. But the concept sounds so dumb, too. But the show is fucking great.
Anything Jenji Cohen, I know it's going to be spectacular. I love Weeds.
She loves Weed, too.
Season 5. After season 5 of Weeds, that's when I was like, okay, this is hard to keep up with. But I kept watching because I love
Mary Louise Parker.
Thank you for knowing her name. It's been a bit.
I actually didn't really know she existed, to be honest with you.
She kind of fell off the face of the earth after Weeds.
She was like really popular back in the day. Yeah. And then Weeds came around. Beautiful. She came back into the picture and killed it. That show won so many awards when it first came out, I remember.
Oh, it was so good.
And
it was groundbreaking.
Yeah, it was.
Of having a suburban housewife sell weed. Yeah. That was in a community that's like so
aggressive.
Picket fence and aggressive.
Little houses on the hillside.
Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside.
Little boxes
all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. And they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people
here we go again.
So
that was enough, Megan. You gotta know when to stop.
Or they were put in boxes.
And you keep going. Who cares what I say?
And they came out on
Megan!
The and there's doctors and lawyers and business executives.
Enough! All made for real, for real. Megan, this is a lot to edit.
Just the same.
So, yeah, I finished the show in like 2 days.
Really?
It was so good, yeah.
How long are the episodes? They're, like, 45 minutes.
They vary. Some are, like, half an hour. Some are, like, 45 minutes. One, I think, was an hour.
Because I saw the first episode, and I loved it. Yeah. And now I got too busy with the VMAs to continue it, but it's waiting for me on Netflix. So, Dancing with the Stars has a new host on TV.
Oh, I know. I'm so upset.
But it's going to be Tyra Banks.
I know, but I love Tom Bergeron.
He was so sexy. He was definitely
I don't think he was sexy.
He was a silver fox.
Andy Cohen is sexy.
Andy Cohen. Well, he is sexy. He's a silver fox, too. He has a new baby.
Yeah,
and he's busy firing Dorinda. Whoops.
Ooh. Who let that nip slip?
Uh-oh. Sorry, Dorinda. She's a fan favorite. A lot of people like Dorinda on Real Housewives of New York City.
I don't watch any of that garbage.
Anywho, that's all I have to say, is that Dorinda was fired. I'm shocked, but supposedly Dorinda was like, you tell my secrets, and I will tell your secrets.
To Andy?
So, supposedly, not to Andy, but Bravo. So, she knows a lot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so now they have to play nice, and they were like, well, we're open to having her back on the show. Ooh. Supposedly, they fired her because she's a mean drunk.
So we were talking about, before you started talking about
Dorinda
from
Wizard
of Oz or whatever the fuck, we were talking about Dancing with the Stars and
Tyra Banks
being replaced with Tyra Banks.
I love Tyra.
I know, me too. I loved
Remember Life Size? With Lilo.
That was such a great movie.
That was so good. Eve's great.
No matter where she goes, dress her up. From her head to her toes, on the town, at the mall. Eve loves high fashion after dark. At the club, she'll spend the whole night dancing. Shine bright, shine far, don't be shy. Be a star where you live, where you are. Be a star, shine bright, shine far, don't be shy. Be a star where you live, where you are, be a star. Where the fuck is our variety show?
I'm ready for it, Isaiah.
I'm fucking done with with this shit.
Like, that's on our repertoire.
I need, we need a show now. Call us, CBS.
Las Vegas. Come on, give us a call.
NBC, HPV.
Tag us. Pop TV. Whistle While You Twerk podcast.
Anywho, so yeah, Tyra Banks is replacing Tom Bergeron. I feel so bad because I really liked him, but I have nothing against Tyra. I love Tyra Banks. She taught me how to smize, and that's all that's important.
What's smize?
You don't know what smize is?
No.
Smize is smiling with your eyes.
Oh, lifting.
This has been the best use of smizing since we all have to wear the masks.
Right. Am I smizing?
No. You look like you're evil. Shut up. She also taught me how to she taught me how to smize, and she taught me how to get big lips for a pic.
Oh, where you stuck the paper towel under your gums.
Yeah, I taught you that too.
Yep. I think we did that on an episode.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yes, we did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right, whatever. It is what it is. It's time to move on. Tom Bergeron's old anyway.
Yeah, and Tyra Banks is a lot better to look at. She's cute.
Yeah, she is. All right, let's move on now to celebrity gossip. People love that.
People are like, what are you saying? Lots of celebrities have lost weight this week, Isaiah, on their Instagram.
Not just this week. Like, it's not like this week they've all lost weight.
Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Osbourne just revealed that she had a gastric sleeve and she lost 85 pounds. She looks amazing.
Yeah. She does look really good. She looks like Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson just lost so much weight. And Adele, I don't know what it is, but like when people lose a lot of weight, they have like the same features.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe people just all look alike.
So are you saying that Adele, Kelly Clarkson, Kelly
and Rebel Wilson, they all kind of look alike?
Well, I mean, they're all English.
Maybe it's that. Maybe they're all English. They all were overweight and they all lost the weight. And now they all
look think about it,
the same.
Except Kelly.
Ozzy.
Sharon. They're all they're the daughters of two English people. Adele is English. And so is Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, that's an interesting connection. So crack a tooth on that.
Crack a corona. So they do have, yes, you're right, they have, but it's just, I think it might be also the European feature. But Kelly Osbourne, I don't care how much weight she loses, she's always gonna have a face stuff of cotton balls. Like she looks like she
has her
like
collagen every day.
10 she does marshmallows have in cheeks. Her mouth.
She's beautiful. I love them all. They're all gorgeous, always were gorgeous, always loved them.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought Rebel Wilson was,
but Adele
gorgeous.
Is
so
getting
was Adele.
Slammed this week for cultural appropriation. I think that she just wanted to show off her new bikini body.
You think so?
She was wearing a bikini flag, the Jamaican flag, which is a British-owned colony.
I didn't know that. Not a colony. Territory.
A territory that the British invaded and
colonized.
And colonized. And raped Adele, all the indigenous who is people. British.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that insensitive of Adele?
Man.
She looks skinny.
Some people... all right, if you're going to ask me, I'm going to say yes. I think it's insensitive and it is cultural appropriation.
If you have to ask yourself, is this insensitive? Then you know what? Just don't do
it. It's like saying, oh, it's not that bad. But when you say it's not that bad, that means it's a little bad.
It's going to piss off a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was probably best of her not to post it, but she did look super cute, and I think she just wanted to show off her new bikini.
Yeah, but you don't. And at the same time, it could not be cultural appropriation. She could be. She's there.
She was doing it was for a carnival.
Carnival, yeah.
In British.
She could. Oh, so it was in England.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in Jamaica. I would be like, maybe she's trying to immerse herself in the culture.
No.
But no. Sorry, Adele. You don't win.
I'm
this
pretty
one.
Sure she was in Britain. I mean, it's coronavirus. Why
so
is she
So look
in Jamaica?
It up.
All right.
So she wasn't in Jamaica. She was in England. In Notting Hill.
Her beloved London.
So I... You know what? That is cultural appropriation.
It's not a good look for her.
No. It would be different if she was, like, in the country and immersing herself in the culture. I'd be like, all right, you know what? Like,
I feel like
you're just trying to, like, you know, blend in and be part of the people.
In that picture, she looks like she's got the all around the world pretty girls.
No, she doesn't.
Got the boo in the nose. Because it's just so pretty. And that's what she's thinking. Moving on from them. I'm happy that they are healthy.
Alyssa Milano and Rose McGowan.
They're from Charmed.
Yes, they both are from Charmed. And they have...
The row is on at 7 a.m.
on TBS. TNT.
Early.
So they have... Oh, my ass literally is just so hard.
Oh,
right,
mud butt.
No, like my cheeks. Not between the cheeks.
Oh, my gosh.
They're both from Charmed. And Rose McGowan has a lot to say about Alyssa Milano. And she says that Alyssa Milano is not a good person. And she... They would fight all the time because Alyssa Milano was such a bitch and so demanding. And she even went on to say that every time that Charmed will get renewed for another season, she would cry. Rose McGowan would cry because she had to deal with Alyssa Milano. Mm. And, you know, Alyssa Milano, Rose McGowan has turned out to be quite a big activist for feminism.
Oh, yeah.
And racism.
I'll say.
And
the Me Too movement. She started that. She's the reason that Harry Weinstein actually went to prison for it.
And when Alyssa Milano wrote Me Too, she basically was like, you're fake.
She'll be in history books for a woman's liberation.
Let's hope.
I think
she,
so.
And she's a huge Free Britney advocate.
Yeah.
And she called out Alyssa Milano. She's like, you're a fake. You're not a real feminist. You made my life a living hell on set. And all this shit. And I'm just like...
She's Lea Michelle-ing her ass.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I never heard anything really bad about Alyssa Milano. Listen, sometimes you don't like people.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that she's like...
Sometimes you butt heads.
Anti-feminist or like fake or whatever. You're not going to like every single person.
Right.
And
so you think that Rose McGowan's being a little too much by calling her out?
Yeah. It's like... I just feel like it's like saying, oh, I hate every pop star. No, I just hate Christina Aguilera.
Right.
You know, you're not going to love, but in fact, I love every pop star except Christina Aguilera. But
you love her.
I like her music,
singing
but she
along
doesn't,
to Candyman earlier.
She doesn't, she's not a nice person. She's full of herself and she's mean. And it's the opposite of the person who I love, which is Britney, who's like nice
Britney
and never
the
has
sweetest person.
Messed with anybody in her entire career. In her 20-year career, she's never had a fight with anybody because she doesn't fuck around with anybody.
She's a little dove.
She's a little seal girl.
Little Daisy Dove.
Living in a real
Little Daisy Dove
world.
Bloom.
Ew.
Oh.
Don't ever.
Keep Katie out of this.
Actually, somebody actually did say, oof, this is rough. Somebody wrote in a comment, oh, Daisy Dove Bloom was born bald. She's already having her breakdown era. And I'm not saying this. Somebody wrote it in a comment.
We didn't like it.
And I actually started laughing because I was like, how appropriate. But anyway, you don't have to like everybody.
Oh, it's like a dig
as what Katie said about Britney.
Oh, so you do like it. You loved it.
I didn't say either of those. I'm just saying that comment was made.
That is funny.
And I laughed. But that doesn't mean I liked it. That doesn't mean I screenshotted it and sent it to all my friends.
Made me chuckle.
But anywho, you don't have to like everybody.
Ouch. Trying to hurt someone's
career.
Why would you... Give specifics, Rose McGowan. What happened then?
Yeah, I want to hear.
If you're going to call someone out, give specifics.
Because not only that...
She's
going to
have
you
a laundry
a
list,
movement.
I'm sure.
This person is supporting your movement. And instead of supporting her also because she's supporting your movement as women, you're putting her down.
Yeah.
People change. And you don't have to like everybody.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano could hate Rose McGowan. And Rose McGowan can hate Alyssa Milano.
Taint
but you're
her.
Both on the same side because you're both women. And you're both trying to stay up in an industry ruled by men and sexism.
That put down women.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So... I just think that it's a double-edged sword, you know?
Like, she had to have really have affected Rose. And I want to hear specifics, then.
Who knows?
For her to bring it up.
She didn't really... She just said that it was, like, a nightmare working with her, and every time they got...
Well, she's entitled to feel that way, like Mariah did, you know, with Ellen.
Yeah.
You know, people are entitled to their feelings. And that's how they made them feel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow, that's a lot. So, the Full House star... Lori Loughlin.
Whatever happened to predictability? We're done. We're done. Have Don't even mercy. Sing another fucking
Have
word.
Mercy. Poor Aunt Becky. She did get sentenced to 2 months in jail, and her husband is going to jail also for a couple months. Supposedly, the daughter knew about this happening, and people are saying that the daughter should go to jail also for being complicit, which I think is a stretch because it's like, what are you going to say to your parents? Turn them in?
True.
What was she supposed to do?
True. I mean,
they're paying the
law,
bills. They
the
have
law
the money.
Doesn't look like doesn't look at it like that.
Oh, the law needs to shove it. I think free Aunt Becky. Do you think she should go to jail?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Aunt Becky, you're naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Because did you see that black woman that went to jail because she wrote her daughter at a different address just so she could go to a better school district?
I saw that.
Okay, and you're telling me that this bitch paid off somebody to take the SATs.
And she decides to get it off Sotch free.
Just because she has the money to pay for it.
Yep.
And
she's white. You're right.
You know,
have her go.
Somebody
to
wouldn't
make an
be
example.
Able to pay $40,000.
Make
in
an
fees.
Example of Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Bop it. Ouch. Twist
so,
it. Pull it.
Pull it.
Bop it.
Grab it. Suck it.
Ouch.
Put it in.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Hilarious. Oh,
that was a hilarious opening last week. With
oh,
the,
my God. I loved your poetry wop. Slam. I was cracking up at how you were playing the bongos. You got so into it. And the way you screamed, that was the funniest part.
I used to want to be a poet.
Don't you know it?
I fucking knew it before, but now I'm like, I just want to be a singer-songwriter and
well,
a pop
like,
star internationally.
I love how you go butt, butt, dirty monkey butt, or this today was and big bags of sand. I love that.
But yes, she should go to jail. She deserves it. 2 months is honestly not even enough.
That's nothing. And she'll probably get off for good behavior.
And you had the audacity to plead not guilty. The fuck? You were found guilty. I would give you 4 years.
Honestly,
you were found
how bad
guilty.
Can prison be? Do you think she watched Orange is the New Black
well,
to
it's
try
definitely
and get
not
into
like that. I'll
Did
tell
she
you that.
Watch the Jenji Cohen show, I wonder, just to get into it.
It's more like Wentworth. Have you watched Wentworth?
Mm-mm.
Oof. It's like tough. Orange is the New Black, but like real.
Oh no, it's tough.
It's a good show. Watch it.
Well, they
Check
got coronavirus in prison, I feel like.
Oh yeah, of course. She's gonna be exposed. But you think she's gonna stand in a cell with a roommate named
you think
Mitch?
She's gonna be by herself.
No. She's gonna be by herself, of course.
Oh.
In the celebrity wing, where Martha Stewart's staying, she's gonna make origami and hang from the ceilings.
Really?
Like Martha Stewart.
That's what they do?
Martha Stewart did that.
Really?
Yes.
I love that shit. That's something I would do.
Like, it was like, I feel like she was in jail around, like, Thanksgiving time or something
so
like that.
So you sit there and do crafts and you think about what you've done.
Well, that's what Martha Stewart did.
Yeah.
They don't all, she was like, now we're gonna make origami. And we're going to fold the paper like this. And then we're going to hang it from the ceilings. And Sarah wishes into the air. That's
I think Martha Stewart is fucking amazing.
All right, you can
think
that.
Can we talk about that? She's a legend.
We need to stay on track.
Sorry. We're getting
We
tipsy.
Talked about Martha Stewart the other
We're getting
the
tipsy.
Other episode. So yeah, Lori Loughlin should go to jail. Felicity Huffman should go to jail. And she did go to jail. And she said she was pleading guilty. That is the right way to have done it.
Yeah. You
Lori
have
Loughlin,
to own
you
up.
Really thought
That's
you were going to get away with it, Lori? I would have gone to your house and knocked on your window. Bitch, you guilty as hell.
Oh, my God. Well, she sold her house, so
well,
they
man,
no
I
longer
gotta
have
find
it.
A new address.
I wow. bet their lawyers that were millions of dollars.
Yeah.
At, just to go to jail at the end of the day when she could have had no money and went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Because she really thought
probably
she
the
was
same
gonna
amount
get away
of time.
With it.
Probably the same amount of time, even if she didn't. Do
probably less.
Shit.
Felicity Huffman was in there for 14 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She should have done it Felicity Huffman style.
Ooh. All right. Moving on.
To Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne.
Una Bella.
I am super surprised at everything that happened with Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne is an ex-Disney star,
and she's trying to gain research for a movie. That
she
about,
wants to make.
That's about the digital sex work that workers do.
Like OnlyFans, just for fans.
So she signed up for an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
And she screwed over the workers.
You could say that again.
So Bella Thorne released her OnlyFans account, and she released a photo, which is called a which is a paid for view picture message for $200. And she, it was supposedly a nude picture. She categorized it as nude and she was covering her titties, Isaias.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I didn't know whether or not to say tatas or titties.
So you went with...
She was covering her boobs. Titties. She was covering her boobs in the picture.
So what the fuck was... Why am I going to pay $200 for? Exactly. I can literally go on Google and look at Bella Thorne and then her tits pop out everywhere for fun.
People were outraged and OnlyFans had to keep giving refunds to people because people wanted their money back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so OnlyFans now made it $50 per message. There's a cap. And you can't tip more than $100, you know? So, supposedly, she's screwing over the sex workers. Yeah. But, like, how much can, like, people... An everyday OnlyFans star is making, like, what? $10?
What?
You think more than that?
Absolutely.
The people that are good at it.
I mean, even the people that are not good at it, I personally know somebody that's an OnlyFans.
Okay.
And they have at least... 25-30 subscribers.
Wow.
And they charge $3.99.
Okay.
And they get 20% of that taken away.
Okay.
So think about it. $3.99 times 20, that's $80. Okay. And that's on one video. You post, you know, five videos in a day, you make $400.
Wow. Okay.
You know?
So you're making.
You, that's not including tips.
Right.
Just the tips.
Just the tip.
So that is, you know, when you're charging $200 for a picture, obviously you're not, it's not going to be 20, 30 people. It's going to be 200, 300, 400 people that are going to look at that.
Yeah. And they all were disappointed.
And I, of course.
So she outraged all the people.
It's
in the community.
Disappointing
of
when you can just look it up.
Yeah, she would be that celebrity to pave the way that way.
Yeah, so she apologized for what she did. Because she did fuck over a lot of sex workers. It's a job. It's a job. And somebody's got to do it. If you're not going to do it, Megan, and I'm not going to do it, somebody's got to do it. You know, it's a job. So Bella Thorne even went on to tweet. This was in her eyes, this was what she was trying to do.
Let's hear
while
it.
Signing up
what
for
did she have to
OnlyFans.
Sign?
She says... I wanted to bring attention to the site. The more people on the site, the more likely a chance to normalize the stigmas. And in trying to do this, I hurt you. I have risked my career a few times to remove the stigma behind sex work, porn, and the natural hatred people spew behind anything sex-related. I wrote and directed a porn against the highbrows of my peers and managers because I wanted to help with the stigma behind sex. I am a mainstream face, and when you have a voice, a platform, you try to use it in helping others and advocate for something bigger than yourself. Again, in this process, I hurt you, and for that, I am truly sorry. P.S. I'm meeting with OnlyFans about the new restrictions to find out why. This is so fucked up, and I'm sorry. Comment any ideas or concerns you want brought up to OnlyFans, and send me your links and pics so I can promote you guys. Super dope.
She doesn't want to get blamed for it. She feels bad.
Who thought that was going to happen? She didn't know that was going to happen.
They'll probably end up going back to maybe the old way and deleting her account.
Probably. That would be the best case scenario.
And maybe she'll pay them to do that. And please make it disappear and stop talking about me. It's not my fault.
She should be like, I'm sorry, here's the $2 million back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because she did not, there was nothing nude ever posted.
Right. And she made that money in 48 hours. Yeah. Give it back.
Yeah. I don't think she'll miss it.
Anywho, wow. So Isaias is just showing me a picture of a dick pic.
Oh my God, stop it.
Wow. He's long and like straight up. Wow. Here's another one. I want to bite into his kneecaps.
I'm done with you. Are you psycho?
And then lick his tip.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
All right, that's enough. I'm starting to get a little sour candy down there, huh?
Sour candy.
So moving on from Bella Thorne, do you remember what happened with Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez and her getting shot in the feet?
Of course I remember.
Okay. Well, okay. So Kylie might be the reason for all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Well, I know they were at a party with Kylie.
Yes. There was a big mansion party. Kylie Jenner's there. Megan Thee Stallion's there. All these celebs are there. and they all were hanging out. Next thing we know, Megan gets shot in the feet. So Kylie's single. Her and Travis aren't together. I'm sure Travis Scott was not at that party. Kylie is probably wearing a bandana covering her boobs. You know what I mean? Who knows what she's wearing?
And pasties.
And Tory Lanez is he with Megan Thee Stallion?
They say that he is. So, or at least was.
Is Kylie Jenner the reason an argument brewed up? Because Kylie's kind of the center of attention and she likes it that way.
Would you be surprised if she was?
No.
Okay.
She's so hot. Oh, you think he was trying to mack it?
Absolutely. I love how you use that word, Grandma.
He was trying to mack it on her.
Absolutely.
And Megan was probably getting pissed.
Yeah. I agree.
Does that create tension between the WAP song and her watching the video?
Could be.
Interesting. Interesting. I mean,
what's really interesting is that she's on the WAP video.
Kylie.
Yeah. Being as it's kind of Kylie's fault that everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
Which means, brings me to believe that WAP was filmed before that happened.
Oh, for sure.
Because how would Megan Thee Stallion be able to
it
even
It was probably a big party for the song. And, of course, Kylie Jenner is invited.
Interesting.
You know, and it was probably all the people connected.
I didn't think about that.
You know how people hang out when it's cliques, you know? So it was probably, maybe Cardi B was there. You don't know.
Cardi B would have so much fun with me.
Yeah, she would. We were just born to be celebrities, I think.
Well, we gotta
You know, we work hard. We also, you learn, we would know how it is from the ground up. We have to remember these moments.
Yeah.
And
moments savor like them. This.
Savor them because they are fleeting.
Damn, that's deep.
It is deep. Deep WAP.
Ooh, that's deep.
That's a deep WAP.
Ew,
Isaiah.
Megan.
So let's move on to the Britney notification of the week. Yeah. Isaiah, I'm going to give you the microphone.
So much has been going on with Britney the last couple of weeks. She has put in documents to get her father taken off. Recently, we have found out that since 2018, Jamie Lynn Spears, her sister, has actually been in charge of Britney's trust.
So she's like the one that signs off on financial moves.
Correct. So Britney asked the father has to get permission from Jamie Lynn, basically. But we have just found out that Britney has requested to fully get everyone off the conservatorship and just have, she's like, I'll keep the conservatorship, fine. But I need
I don't want someone in my family.
Right. She wants a company.
Plain and simple.
To take over. And you know what? That would probably be the best thing because she doesn't have to answer to anyone. Her money is protected. And the last thing a company is going to want is her money when they already have all this money. You know?
Yeah.
You know, Cher actually tweeted that she's like, is there anybody in her family that's not profiting from her illness? And if so, can they help her? Is there anyone out there that can actually offer this girl some help?
Didn't she put some money bags and
shit? Yeah,
I remember that tweet. I think we retweeted it on Lisa Way Twerk.
We did. And even Paris Hilton was like, this is not fair. Britney's treated like a little kid. You don't think that Hollywood knows what's going on?
Of course they do.
Like these big stars in Hollywood, like you think Cher's sitting in her couch, oh, what's going on here? No, Cher knows exactly what's happening. She's fucking Cher. Like she can easily be like, Luann, I need you to find out exactly what's happening here. And
in an hour later, she'll get the phone call.
I'm sure she would.
Up the down low. What's the 411?
Yeah, Paris Hilton, I'm sure she does too. She's an A-list celebrity. They both are A-list celebrities. You can find out anything. Yeah.
They have publicists that will do the research. Oh,
Luann, what's happening here? I need you to tell me. You know, so Luann goes and calls Mary-Kate. Mary-Kate
calls Ashley.
I wasn't talking about the Olsen twins, but all right, we can go with Mary-Kate and Ashley. And then they call John Stamos and like, Johnny, what's going on?
And she's like, you gotta do.
And then you gotta call Sharon and tell her what's happening. He's like,
you gotta
have
do.
Mercy.
Have mercy.
So he calls, boom, calls
Aunt
Sharon.
Becky.
Oh.
Aunt Becky.
Hello?
Aunt Becky's going to jail.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hilarious.
And then he'll tell her and then that's it. But
they
of course,
all are in the loop.
Yeah.
They all know.
And then Paris Hilton, same thing.
It's the business.
Oh my God, Britney's in a conservatorship. That's hot. Oh my God, we got to get her out. Free Britney. That's hot.
That's hot.
You know, so it's, everybody knows. It's not, when you're an A-list celebrity, that information is easy to come by. Now, the huge concern about Britney is to protect her image and to protect her fortune. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if she protects her image and protects her fortune, she'll keep making money forever. But she already has so much fucking money and it's gonna continue making money for the rest of her life because she's Britney Spears.
She's Britney, bitch.
Britney Spears could be 500 pounds and go on stage and people are still gonna go because they're gonna be like, oh my God, we're gonna see Britney Spears 500 pounds. I'll pay $500 a ticket.
Yeah.
You know, just to see Britney Spears 500 pounds. Who fucking cares? It's Britney Spears. She's earned that spot to be 500 pounds on stage if she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what's happening so far. And, you know, I feel like I'm a little excited that some movement has started.
It's a step in the right direction.
If the company does take over Britney's conservatorship, it is a step in the right direction.
A box step in the right direction. A great find. I'm giving dance moves. Because she's a dancer.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying.
A box step in the right direction.
All right. Jazz hands.
Exactly.
All right, now let's move on to
Kanye's corner.
Hold on. I'm going to let you finish, though. Kanye keeps bringing up the abortion that almost took place for Northwest. He literally said in an interview the other day that Kim had the pills in her hand and was going to take it.
Why is he talking about it again?
And I think it's because Kim and Chris came up to Kanye and was like, listen up, you little shit. You're gonna go, and you're gonna do this interview, and you're gonna say that Kim was the one that told you not to have it.
Oh.
Not to have the abortion.
That's what he said. He changed the story a bit.
He said that they almost had an abortion because Kim had the pills in her hand, and she was gonna take them to have the abortion, and then she goes, this is a soul,
so she
Kanye.
Had a Christian moment.
This is a soul. And she decided, he's making it seem like, this is what I think. Kim was going to have the abortion. She only said no because Kanye didn't want it to have the abortion. But now, when he said that shit in public, it makes it look like she wanted to have the
abortion.
Makes
her look bad.
Yeah. It makes her look bad as a Kardashian. They already look bad for everything they do. The last thing you want in your record is a possible abortion when you already have that child. Do you want in, you know, 10, 15 years, your child is like of age to know what the fuck is going on and they're going to be like, oh, you were almost an abortion. You know that little child?
Oh my God.
Who wants to hear that?
Nobody does.
The fact that he even said that is disgusting.
Yeah.
The fact that you put her business out there, it doesn't matter if it was your decision.
That's a bad daddy.
It doesn't matter if it was your decision, her decision, whoever's decision. But Kim, I think Kim didn't want it. He wanted it. And Chris was like, you know how much money we're going to make on this baby? Keep that baby, girl. And they ended up keeping the baby. But Kanye has to spin the story and make it look like it was his fault. Now, because he's already embarrassed the whole family.
Oh my goodness. What drama. I smell a divorce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh.
I smell a divorce. I smell other things, but that just could be your ass. So, moving on. Do you have a closing entree?
Closing entree? Yeah, sure do. I just So, do you remember the movie from the 80s? The 80s classic, Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay.
Where he's got the Q-tips out of his ears,
right,
on the cover.
But he's dead.
He's dead.
Uh-huh.
And they prop him up and they like bring him around the mansion and shit. So Drew Barrymore, who's going to have a daytime talk show. She's taking over Ellen.
Really?
Yep. That's why she was performing at the VMAs. Well, not performing, but she was announcing an award.
Interesting.
She has a talk show coming up. But anywho, Drew Barrymore comes from a long line of actors in her family. Her grandfather was the famous John Barrymore, who was a stage performer, Broadway star who turned to the silver screen and became Hollywood, you know? And then Drew Barrymore was born, and then she became the next Barrymore to live on that tradition of being famous. Anywho, they're saying that Weekend at Bernie's was inspired by a story that her grandfather had rumored that after he passed away, his buddies took his dead body and brought him to a poker game and propped him up and, like, put cards in his hands and shit and made it look like for a poker game, oh, he's back.
Aww.
And this has been a rumor, which is kind of sweet and disgusting at the same time. Because
yeah.
It's probably starting to smell like a carcass. It's
a carcass.
A carcass. And,
why do you always sound like Moira?
Drew,
it sounds like a carcass.
Carcass. And Drew Barrymore confirmed that story.
Really?
She said that it is true. And she hopes that that happens to her when she dies.
Well, I'm telling you this right fucking now. When I die, I want an open bar. I want a party. You can prop me up, but just make me look
cute.
Oh,
my God. How about you, Isaias? Do you have a closing entree?
I sure do. Yeah, sure do. Closing entree, entree. So, in Oklahoma, a man went into a convenience store. Now, this is a different type of thief. He went into a convenience store with the shirt of the convenience store and convinced the lady working that he was there to cover her shift. For her shift to end.
Right.
So the lady comes.
So she's confused. Like, okay.
She leaves. He continues ringing people up. And then locks the doors and steals all the money.
Oh, what? My God.
And a whole bunch of shit.
Did he get away with it?
So far, they haven't caught him.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
He's actually on, like those tips websites where you tip the police if you've seen this type of person.
Right, right. Well, the team bounty hunters will find him.
Yeah, let's hope.
And on that note,
deuces!
Whistle while you're twerking.